Nathan Zagura here at Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati, where the Browns fall to 0-11 on the season, losing to the Bengals 30-16. Now, that score does not tell the whole picture. The Browns actually played very well today, especially on offense, but a couple of miscues. They had a missed field goal. Corey Coleman dropped a touchdown, kept them to a low number, and they had to kick and settle for three field goals. Four attempts, but they made three of them in addition to a touchdown late. Now, the touchdown late, DeShone Kizer drove him down the field on fourth and goal from the four. He ran it, a quarterback draw, getting it in. That is now his fifth rushing touchdown on the season. Kizer, very effective today, 18 of 31 for 268 yards passing. He ran for 39 yards and that touchdown as well. In fact, the Browns really had it going on offense. Over 400 yards of total offense. Crow rushed for over 90 yards. Corey Coleman had a nice big catch down the sideline, was the team's leading receiver, over 60 yards on the day. They really had it going. They just couldn't get the final touchdowns to get this job done. Now, they get it to 23-16, and here's where the game got a little controversial. On third down from about midfield, Andy Dalton lofted a pass down the left sideline to the receiver Malone. He caught the ball but got a big hit from Jabril Peppers, who came across, separated the receiver from the ball. A clean hit, a legal hit. It was down in the shoulder, and yet the flag was thrown, giving the Bengals an automatic first down. They would go on to score a touchdown. Now, defensively, they did have their problems. The Browns could not get off the field in the first half. In fact, the Bengals didn't punt until the second half. Joe Mixon had a career day, rushing for over 100 yards and a touchdown as well. The Browns also had a shot at a couple interceptions from Andy Dalton, but couldn't come up with the football. So that was really the story. No turnovers, no self-inflicted wounds today. Kizer played very well. The offense, in fact, in general, played very, very well, but not well enough to win. They might have had a shot getting the ball down to seven. We'll never know what would have happened, because that was a terrible penalty call against Jabril Peppers, and ultimately that turned out to put this game out of reach, 30-16. The Browns will travel across the country to take on the Chargers next week. They will get Josh Gordon back, and hopefully DeShone Kizer can build off of a very strong showing on the road in the division and lead the Browns to their first win on the road next week in Los Angeles. For the latest on your Browns, keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.